Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
The machine of the ERP, HCM, and digital transformation industry is one that creates a lot of bias and a lot of misaligned expectations. And it all comes down to something as simple as an Amazon gift card. I'm going to talk about what I mean by that here today in today's video. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And as Pink Floyd once said, welcome to the machine. And that's what we're dealing with when we're involved in any degree with the ERP and HCM and in digital transformation space. And what I want to talk about today is how that machine works, how you can navigate the inner workings of that machine, and what you can do to protect yourself against that machine getting too out of control. So to start, it helps to understand what the machine is and how it originates. And the reason this gift card is so important is because it's related to a mailer that I often get in the mail. It's something that every few weeks, every couple months, I'll get a mailer that looks something like this, and it's from a software vendor. This particular one happens to be from Oracle NetSuite. And it may look innocuous on paper, like it's just another marketing collateral. But as an influential consultant in the industry, I often receive these because what vendors like Oracle NetSuite and others are trying to do is they're trying to get me to start off with just a $200 gift card to sign up for their referral program. So essentially what this means is I get $200 just to go sign up for their referral program. When I do become part of their referral program, I'll get up to 40% of the subscription revenue from the software, as well as other perks and things that are meant to influence me to recommend Oracle NetSuite or whatever vendor might be trying to influence me at any given time. They're trying to get me to recommend this product to you because I'll make money on it. And if I make money, vendor makes money, everyone's happy, but the question is, are you happy? So that's where the root of bias starts in the industry, or things like this, innocuous little minor details about how seemingly independent ERP consultants or seemingly client-first consultants get influenced to represent the machine and become part of the machine. So this is something we see every day, and I suspect a lot of consultants in the industry and many of you that are watching that happen to be consultants have probably seen something along these lines too. And being independent consultants, obviously we don't take part in those activities, but it is understandable why so many consultants and so many different industry partners and ecosystem players do take part in some of the industry biases and becoming part of the machine because they are paid to do so. And so it's very tempting and something that is important to be aware of as part of the industry dynamics. Now, if we look at what this one little detail can translate into, it helps to rewind back early in my career when I first started off at one of the big consulting firms. And when I was at one of the big consulting firms, I was on the other end of seeing what some of that bias can evolve into and turn into. And when I was at that consulting firm, we were always pushing SAP first. It was SAP needs to fit in as much of this client as possible because we need to increase the footprint of SAP. And we, as a partner of SAP, were compensated for the software and services related to SAP. So it was in our economic best interest, including my own being a part of that company, to recommend SAP, even if SAP didn't fit. So this is a dynamic that's very prevalent in the industry, and I may be picking on Oracle NetSuite and SAP in this example, but this is something that happens with a lot of different industry players and vendors, and it's how they create the ecosystems to perpetuate their products and expand their footprints within a number of clients. So most importantly in this whole conversation is, what does this mean to you, and how do we navigate this whole inner workings of this machine that I mentioned here? I'm going to whiteboard some thoughts around this topic. So it helps to understand where you fall in this whole equation and how the whole ecosystem works. So if we start, we have the ERP vendor here. And this is the company that's trying to create as much support and influence within the industry as possible. And the way the ERP vendor gets to be successful and creates a good-sized market share and creates a bias, if you will, toward their product and away from other products is they create an ecosystem that supports that system. So a lot of this begins with the big system integrators, the resellers, the people that are out selling their product, the people that are helping them implement the product. The big system integrators are where it starts. So these are the ones that are out perpetuating and selling the vendor's product and trying to convince you to use their services to help implement that product. You also have the user groups. These are the organizations that are meant to be credible sources of peers and other people within the organization or within the community that can help support the product and help provide another resource for people that are using the product. So you have user groups here.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
You also have industry analysts. So in industry analysts, companies like Gartner, Forrester, any of the big research firms that have industry analysts that are being paid or commissioned by software vendors to commission reports and issue statements about the trends in the industry and what people should be doing, the types of technologies that people should be adopting, heavily influenced by the software vendors. In fact, without the software vendors, I would argue the industry analysts would probably not exist. So given that dynamic, you can understand why those biases might exist. And then finally, but not least importantly, you have the, call them the individual consultants. These are people that don't necessarily belong to a big system integrator or reseller, but they're hired guns, they're out in the field subcontracting to some of the system integrators. They're working directly for some clients that might be implementing the product, but they are influenced, maybe not paid directly by the ERP vendors, but given the fact that they're trained by the vendors, the marketing messages are shared with the vendors, that's where the influence comes with the consultants. So ERP vendors are generally very good at creating a very robust ecosystem that is meant to create third parties that are out perpetuating their message and perpetuating their value and helping further the footprint and expand the footprint into other organizations throughout the world. So where do you fit in all this? Where does the customer fit? Well, the customer is over here, and this is you trying to figure out what kind of software do I need to drive my digital transformation? What kind of technology is going to help me do that? And when you're out going to the market, you're going to get influenced by all these different third parties. Obviously, when you reach out to a vendor, you expect that you're going to get some bias, and you expect that you're going to get the sales and marketing spin and all the stuff you might expect to see from a software vendor. But where customers oftentimes get blinded or in some ways steamrolled from a marketing and messaging perspective are all these third parties. The system integrators are perpetuating the same message as the vendors. The user groups who are paid by the vendors and financed by the vendors are also perpetuating the same message. Industry analysts are being commissioned by the vendor to submit reports to you talking about how you should be deploying technology like what the ERP vendor is providing. And then you have third-party consultants that have grown up in this space, only know the space in many cases and have their own biases in the space, they're also perpetuating that same message. So a lot of times what ends up happening is you get some very biased messaging that overplays the strengths of the software vendor and downplays the risks, and that creates some blind spots that can make it very difficult for an organization to succeed. Now, if we further break up the customer into two layers, there's two layers of influence that are at play here. You have the executive layer, And then you have the project team. We'll just, for simplicity's sake, say that there's two layers. And the project team is typically the one that has to go out and implement whatever technology is deployed, whether it's this vendor or some other vendor. But where companies are most vulnerable is right here, because this is where the machine of the industry, this is who they're targeting. They're targeting the executives, and they're creating messaging that more often than not, executives want to hear. So for example, you think of something like off-the-shelf vanilla software, no customization. Or you think about something like cloud systems that reduce the need for IT systems. That stuff all sounds good in theory, may or may not be the best for your industry or for your organization, but what's happening is that's the answer executives want to hear, and they generally will drink the Kool-Aid sooner than this team down here will. So generally what happens is executives flip, or they're convinced to buy into the messaging that's being provided by the vendors, but it's the project team that has to live with that messaging, has to figure out how do we actually deploy something that wasn't ever realistic to begin with, not because it wasn't a good solution or that this vendor doesn't know what they're doing or it's the wrong solution necessarily, although that could be the case. More often though, it's because the unrealistic expectations were set here based on the biases that were created within the machine, and now the project team is stuck in a between a rock and a hard place trying to implement something that is very difficult, if not impossible, to do. So that's the dynamic that's at play here, is we have a lot of biases and influences that aren't necessarily in customers' best interest, but they're in the best interest of the vendor in making sure that we push that machine and perpetuate the messaging of that machine. So that provides a lay of the land of the machine of the digital transformation in the ERP industry. But perhaps most importantly, what do we do about it? How do we navigate this? How do we do so in a way that's going to make us successful and give us the best chance to succeed? And there's a few things we can do. First is to have a clear digital strategy before you start selecting software. If you have a clear roadmap and vision for what it is you're trying to accomplish, and you're doing so in a way that's aligned with your overall company strategy and your overall company mission and objectives, you're going to be in a much better position to find the technology that best fits that strategy and eventually deploy that technology in a way that's going to help you enable that higher level or bigger picture strategy and objectives. So that's the first thing, is make sure you have a clear digital roadmap and strategy that's completely aligned with your corporate strategy and objectives. The second thing is to own the project. Make sure you're managing the system integrator. The system integrator isn't managing you. Make sure that the vendor isn't telling you how you're going to run your business, but instead you have a clear vision of how you want the project to run and you're taking control and ownership of the project. Too often we see companies that want to outsource the project completely, including the strategic direction and the overall implementation strategy and a lot of different components of the project that really should be owned by you, the implementing organization. So if we can just take control of the project and make sure we're managing the system integrator and managing the machine that I whiteboarded a few minutes ago, that's going to be an important part of how we navigate this successfully. And then a third thing we can do is to make sure that you have independent outside third-party support to help you navigate the overall project, to help you with project quality assurance, with program management, and also helping fill some of the gaps that the system integrators can't provide, nor should they provide, because it's not in their wheelhouse. So things like data management and organizational change management, for example, are two areas that companies oftentimes leverage us in addition to a program management or QA role. Our team at Third Stage oftentimes provides those services to our clients. So whether it's Third Stage or another independent consulting firm, make sure you have someone that's truly independent, agnostic, and an expert in the ERP and digital transformation space so that you can navigate this machine and the inner workings and the biases and the economic incentives of the machine in a way that doesn't influence you to make decisions that are bad or suboptimal for your organization. So I hope you found this information useful. I've also included some links below to some additional materials and resources that I think will be very helpful in your digital transformation strategy and roadmap and planning. So I encourage you to please check that out. I also encourage you to please subscribe to my channel and like this video. I hope you found this information useful and have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.